Thanks for joining us. This is a subsection of my main title show, Notepad. This show is called Health Matters on Notepad because health does matter on this show. In the studio joining me is Dr. Sanjeev Panchal, the country president of AstraZeneca Malaysia. Dr. Sanjeev, thanks again for taking the time to come over here. I just have to tell you or let you know that I am a triple vaccinated AZ recipient. Not necessarily because I love AZ so much, but because it's really one of those things that you've got to think ahead, right? When it comes to getting vaccinated, just get yourself protected no matter what. And if, you know, Malaysians, they tend to forget. But when it was first rolled out, there were a lot of hesitations, there were a lot of, I guess, uncertainty regarding the AZ vaccination. But, you know, I'm one of those guys that opted in and, you know, I'm very happy. At least I'm protected. And of course, this is just a tip of the portion of what the entire AstraZeneca family is trying to do. So let's do a quick recap into AstraZeneca's role in shaping the healthcare ecosystem in Malaysia, Sanjeev.
Yeah, thank you, Ibrahim. And I'm really glad that you're protected with AstraZeneca vaccine. And we really take pride about what we have done during the pandemic and the response which we have given in Malaysia. So AstraZeneca is a global pharmaceutical company, and we are really harnessing the power of science to make health happen. And I see the health matters is very important. So we are really harnessing the power of science to make health happen for three things. One is people, including the patients. One is for the society, and third is for the planet. So I think these are three things. What drives us every day is the purpose which we have, is to really push the boundaries of science to bring those innovative medicines to Malaysia and across the world. We also believe that we also need to play a part, bigger part in the society. That means the public health, and we have seen during the pandemic how public health is very, very important for us. And the importance of partnerships and public-private partnership will be absolutely critical when we deliver these innovative medicines or the whole ecosystem at the public level. At the same time, we also believe healthy people means healthy planet. And that's my take on this, that overall, these three things is what AstraZeneca is trying to do globally and also in Malaysia.
Nowhere was it tested the most in terms of public-private partnership other than the COVID-19 rollout and, of course, the ongoing work that you're doing with the Minister of Health as well as the government of Malaysia. Walk through us in terms of how it was then and perhaps what were the lessons, the things that were working well, and some of the things that could have been improved for future collaborations with the public institutions like the Minister of Health.
Yeah, I think I would try to break this into two parts. So AstraZeneca, the main therapy areas we have been working are in CVRM, which is cardiovascular renal metabolism, which is one therapy area we focus on. Second is respiratory diseases. And third is oncology. So in this, within Malaysia, we have been almost four decades in the country. Just last year, we celebrated the 40 years in Malaysia and really strengthening our commitment over these so many years. And it's not this time we did this partnership, public-private partnership. We have been doing this partnership.
But I guess this is the most visible.
Visible, yeah. At Malaysia level, let's say. Globally, we have been doing lots of partnership, and we believe if we have to innovate, partnership is important, right? So you can't innovate alone. It's very important here. So let me come to Malaysia specifically. We have been working on the medicines which we have. We are working on the reducing the disease burden of non-communicable disease, which is the biggest disease burden across the world and also in Malaysia. And then with this, during the COVID period, our partnership was absolutely important because we wanted to ensure that Malaysia is on the map of the global map so that we can bring the broad and equitable access of our vaccines in the world and also in Malaysia. So we had to really work with the government, the public officials, and that became more visible, you know, for us to ensure that we are bringing the science to the society and the people in a timely manner. We also take a lot of pride. Just to give you some numbers, we had delivered 3 billion doses of vaccines across the world and saved approximately 6.3 million lives across the world. And within Malaysia itself, we have delivered 9.2 million vaccine doses, which is a combination of the agreement with the government, with the donations which we had, and also through COVAX. So what we see here, the public-private partnership, is that at the time of pandemic, we stepped up during our response, which is a business as usual, which we work partnership in different disease area. But here we had to work very, very closely with the government on the vaccine part. So that's one part of it. The second part, which is also becoming visible, which is outside of vaccine, is how do we bring the early intervention, because prevention is very important. We realized this during the pandemic, that if you invest in the prevention, you can reduce the overall disease burden at the later stage. And we are seeing that health white paper, which needs to be tabled very soon. We are really talking about investment in prevention. And investment in prevention, that's one part of it. The second part of it is, how do we make the healthcare more equitable? So equitable access of our vaccine, which is broad and equitable access, we actually gave the vaccines in the, across the world in Malaysia at no profit. So we are really ensuring that there is an equitable access, very good example which we are trying to bring. So the investment in prevention is absolutely critical. So just to give an example, a public-private partnership has recently worked with the insurance company and the lab company in AstraZeneca to improve the screening of cancer. So this is one example I want to give, and that's again a public-private kind of a partnership which we want to do to ensure that patients can be screened early. And lung cancer, let's say, is a very as a disease which has high mortality. So if you can detect early, you can actually save the cost, you know, in the public system, which is a huge, huge burden, much more earlier. So that's one part of it. The second part partnership which we are doing is in digital healthcare. So again, an example of how do we get lung cancer screened at a very primary care level. So we are doing this artificial intelligence screening of X-ray. So you see an X-ray, and then you do an AI technology. You will really find if there are some abnormalities in that, and you can do it much faster. So we are, not only vaccine was one visible part, as you rightly said, but we are really investing in the health to bring the innovation much earlier in the pathway.
Now, nobody's going to question in terms of the work that AstraZeneca, as well as some of your competitors, are doing, either through prevention or providing equitable health care through the population, also introducing very revolutionary items like digital health care. There's a lot of these things that I want to talk about. But one thing that I want to look at is, of course, transparency in terms of the public-private partnership. I understand that it's protected under the various statutes. The onus should be on the health ministry, providing all the necessary transparency to not only the parliamentary select committee, but of course the parliament, parliamentary members themselves. But how do we, as the Malaysian people, try to understand a little bit better in terms of the transactions that you guys are doing with the government? How do we know that it is indeed truly equitable and for the benefit of the people?
Yeah, I think, as I said, that our we believe in the science. So our main core objective as a pharmaceutical company is to ensure we bring those innovative science to either the patients, the way we do our business, but in the case of COVID pandemic period. So we were very clear that our it's under the confidentiality agreement which we which we have, but we were very clear that we want to bring the science to the public officials. There would be concerns in the public, like hesitancy, concerns about the vaccine, but our job was to inform in a timely manner all the data and evidences for the government to take decisions on the vaccine. So ultimately, decision is at the government level. But our job at the heart of what we do is to ensure we bring the science in a timely manner so that government can make the decisions.
So the decision, say, for instance, for folks like me to opt in, what was, how did that come about? I mean, I'm sure there were a lot of debates pertaining to that.
So we won't be directly privy to those debates because it's a policy level decision. So when we can't make policy.
So you just presented the
fact. Presented the fact to the government, public officials, and they would then make a decision independently. So that's very important. So
we and of course, you can transpose this to many other activities, right? Including items regarding cardiovascular diseases, respiratory diseases, oncology, many more. And I'm pretty sure that for the first time ever in the history of pharmaceuticals, I think the public is really taking an interest. The general Joe, I suppose, is taking the interest in terms of how healthcare can directly affect them, and how more scrutiny is given into what kind of medicine is going to be taken from them and for them, I think.
So one important thing here is I really want to commend the work of Ministry of Health and at that point of time, Ministry of Science and Technology and Innovation, because they were working together early in earlier part. Now everything is in Ministry of Health. So I think the proactive...
Basically KJ.
YB. And I think very, very nicely driven, because on the top of the science was very important. The urgency was very important, right? Because we had to solve the problems very quickly. We need to bring science very quickly because there was an urgency. And I think the amount of work which has been done by the government there and our role in bringing very, very scientific information in time for helping making that decision on policy is absolutely critical.
Okay, we'll go for one short break. When we come back, we'll discuss a little bit more with AstraZeneca boss of Malaysia. We'll be right back after these messages. Thanks for staying on with us. I have with me in the studio Dr. Sanjeev Panchal, the country president of AstraZeneca Malaysia. Sanjeev, let's deep dive on digital healthcare, because not only are we excited about health, we are also very much excited about digital healthcare. The thing is, a lot of big pharma is thinking about digital healthcare. Execution of it, however, gives different results, largely because you are very much entrenched in providing pharmaceutical solutions, not necessarily digital solutions. So how do you differentiate yourselves with your competitors in providing the best and, I guess, the most optimal way of rolling out digital healthcare for your customers and for your clients?
So it's, let me answer this in two parts, you know, which will help and dissect the whole, how are we approaching this. So one is, as AstraZeneca, we are working beyond the pill. So while we bring innovative medicines into Malaysia, we want to ensure that we are working whole patient journey. And the patient journey is not only about treatment. A lot of things happens before. So awareness, screening, diagnosis, and the patient gets into treatment. And then there is also wellness part of it. So in last 3 to 4 years, we have ensured, just even before pandemic, we have ensured that we focus on this whole ecosystem. A pill can't solve the whole problem at once, right? You need to ensure that everything is that ecosystem. If you get awareness early, screening early, diagnosis early, you can actually prevent the disease. So we are bringing innovative medicines which can prevent, treat, and to some extent cure some of these medicines. So we need to ensure that we don't focus only on treatment part, but we also focus on this whole ecosystem. Now, to focus on that, it's not easy to do it alone. So we need to ensure we partner. So In Malaysia, we identified the biggest disease burden, which is non-communicable disease, and let's say
from diabetes,
hypertension, cancer. These are big ones. So the way we then say, okay, we can't focus everywhere. We focus on the most important disease burden, and we try to solve that challenge for Malaysia, which also is important that it's aligned with what the Ministry of Health is looking at. Right. So we, AstraZeneca and Malaysia of Ministry of Health, need to ensure we are focusing on that common problem, and it is easier to take forward. So again, as I said, let me give you an example of AI technology. And about 1.5 years back, we were focusing, while COVID was there, we believed that digital health will be an important aspect. We were seeing that during COVID, patients were not going for screening, right, not going for diagnosis because of the fear in the hospital. So what we said, okay, let us bring partner with GP clinics, partner with AI technology company, partner with an NGO, and as AstraZeneca giving an awareness to look at these X-rays with the digital technology to find and screen early.
Sorry, you're saying that there is an inherent fear of Malaysians going to hospitals, but not necessarily going to GPs, NGO clinics, and many more.
No, I was saying during the COVID period, you know, period. So the point I'm trying to make is very early. We were not waiting for this pandemic, you know, to get over. We were really working very early to bring digital into the system and start piloting that. And we saw this AI technology. We have now done, just to give you a number, 11,000 scans, and we found about, let's say, 300 abnormalities in that. And then there was a gap that if these patients, you find abnormality, and then how do they get to referral? So just last week, and it was a media launch of partnering with additional hospitals who can start with GP, scan with the digital technology, cutting edge. Then you have abnormality find there, and then you go to tertiary care hospital. So it's very important that digital has to play a role in terms of early screening and diagnosis. That's what we are working towards. Number two is not only digital, what we also need to ensure that we bring this equitable access of screening. You know, so the more we screen and the more we create platforms, and if you have to go really broader in the screening. It's difficult to go face to face, for example, but if you can bring digital solution for screening, which can be faster, cutting edge, you can actually bring that forward. So we really believe that that pilot has worked for us, and last week we extended and expanded this program to a to broader the public access to lung cancer screening.
In terms of energy, time, effort, and of course money, how much resources is being put into this on top of all the other stuff that you're doing?
So as I said, that it's very difficult, you know, for AstraZeneca to do it alone. So it's important, the partnership is absolutely important with a common passion for solving an issue.
Yeah, but you're trying to change a mindset of Malaysians that generally do not like screenings altogether. I've had enough of my friends and families who would rather not screen themselves early for fear of finding out the unthinkable. And of course, because of this, they wait until things get really bad. And then when the screening had to happen, it's too late. But this is... You know this story. I mean, you're not hearing this for the first time. So how do you change that?
So it's an effort. It's a lot of effort which is required. So for us, for example, we as an AstraZeneca, independently from our side, we invest a lot in education awareness to our HCPs, right? We work on a healthy lung is one of our program in which we go on with the NGOs, work with them to provide them information so that they can provide information to the public, right? So the channel has to be important. So it might not be we can't go directly to patient, you know, as the regulation, but we can work with the scientific communities, academia, NGOs to bring that forward. But you are right that we can't achieve this in quick time. We need to use this more and more to get this happen.
I want to focus a little bit more on NCDs or non-communicable diseases, but we'll go for one short break. When we come back, we'll discuss a little bit more on NCDs in Malaysia. Thanks for staying on with us. I have with me Dr. Sanjeev Panchal, the AstraZeneca country president for Malaysia. Sanjeev, the non-communicable diseases situation has been an epidemic in Malaysia. Anywhere from diabetes to hypertension to oncology items, folks like me who are trying my very best to quit smoking is still going through a transformative journey, I suppose. I understand how addiction works. I also understand how I am trying my best to avoid myself from getting more in trouble than I need to. But it is a thought process that requires a groupthink and how Malaysians in general must approach this as a country. The problem here is that NCDs are something that can't be resolved by just one private company. Well, I guess you guys are public listed, but yeah, by one company. But more or less, it has to work in tandem with the rest of the partners and stakeholders in this industry. How do you think NCDs can be better approached when it comes to changing the mindset of a country when we talk about diet, when we talk about lifestyle? These are generational changes, and I don't know who or what can change that kind of impetus. What do you think about this?
I think it has to be collective effort. So no one company, pharmaceutical company, no one NGO, no one... any independent company can't change. We have to come together. That's why I said that if we have to solve this challenge for the society, public-private partnership is absolutely critical. We have seen that how Ministry of Health have been talking about the NCDs awareness, and it was also said earlier that this is the pandemic which we've gone, but NCD is a long-term. You know, you can't see the immediately, but it's kind of an epidemic for future. So we need to work together and raise awareness as much as possible. And all the stakeholders need to come together. So AstraZeneca efforts in Malaysia is to ensure that we do as many partnership as possible in the specific area. So we are doing in lung cancer, we are doing in diabetes, we are also doing in asthma. So we have these...
Sorry, the last one is asthma.
Asthma.
Oh, I don't know. Okay, never mind. Go on.
Yeah. So it's a respiratory disease, let's say, of the lung, you know. So we are focused on these areas. And there are other companies who are focusing on this area. So just to give an example, in lung cancer, we have a few pharmaceutical companies coming together, which is called as Malaysian Cancer Care Coalition, which has a common interest that how do we raise the awareness of early cancer, raise the awareness of cancer.
So this is you collaborating with some of your competitors?
Yes. So we do, but under the pharma, you know, overall pharma. But this is not coming together as pharma, but working together for a common vision. That's okay. very important, right? Okay. So again, it's a partnership for a common vision.
Okay.
So we are really ensuring and coming back to AstraZeneca. So let me give you an example of what different we have done in the insurance part. So suppose you were to go for a screening. And let's say the premium was to be charged for you for the screening,
yeah.
you might not do it.
Yeah.
So what we have done is we have partnered with insurance company, we partnered with the lab, and AstraZeneca increases the awareness. So when three multi-stakeholders, so not only one stakeholder, so it can't be healthcare to healthcare, can be one option, but healthcare to tertiary care hospitals, to insurance company, to NGOs, they have to come together, try to solve that problem. So it's a long journey, I would say. You can't solve it today as a country. We need to keep going on that. But with this plan, anybody who is part of that insurance can get this screening without any extra premium, for example.
Mm.
So that gives motivation to the person to go, and when you're going for a screening, do additional screening of different type of non-communicable disease. So the point again is, how do you do more public-private partnership, which AstraZeneca is driving in Malaysia, and trying to be leaders in doing some of these things. So the point which I'm talking about are some of the first we are trying to do in Malaysia.
You've been in this industry for decades now. Do you feel that things have changed for the better towards the awareness of getting healthier?
Yes, and I think especially after the pandemic, the awareness has really gone up, you know. So just to give an example, we saw the mortality in the patients who got mortality, high mortality were the patients who were living with NCDs, with comorbidities, and some of these were like diabetes, hypertension patients. And what does it tell us? It tells us that if you were to screen and bring those early and you have healthier habit much earlier, and you were to identify the vulnerable much earlier in the pathway, if something happens in future, we can actually, you know, do a better job of it. So it is changing. It is changing slowly. The overall awareness about different type of NCDs is increasing. I have seen over last two decades. There are more partnerships which are happening. So there's not only one company who is driving this. There are many multi-stakeholders partnership which is happening. And it is a journey. I won't say it can happen in one day. This is a continuous effort which we need to go on with.
Do you feel that people forget after a while?
Yes, and that's the job we have as a company to ensure that we continue to do that, right? So every company will have to play a role in this. So people might forget, but our role is to ensure that we keep this awareness, screening, diagnosis, all the initiatives which you are taking and pivoting to digital will be absolutely important.
Finally, let's talk about policy when it comes to the mm-hmm. AstraZeneca Malaysia outfit. Do you feel that more clinical tests need to be done here in Malaysia? More drug discoveries can be done outside of, say, the U.S. Realm, perhaps. What would be some of the items structurally that can be seen from AstraZeneca Malaysia?
Glad you asked that question. So let me give you an example of what we have done in past few years. So after four decades, we have announced an investment of ₿500 million, which is equivalent to $125 million, over three things. One is innovation, which is patient-centric innovation.
Mm.
Second is talent of the country,
mm.
and then bringing the trials which we are bringing into Malaysia.
Mm.
So to give you some numbers, we have about 16 clinical trials, global clinical trials happening in Malaysia. So we want to invest this in future. And if you were to take specifically a cumulative investment up till 2025, which is more than ₿50 million. Ringgit
mm.
on this. So we believe that we have to solve the unmet need of Malaysia, understand the patient's journey here,
mm.
and bringing this global trial. So our big part of our investment is on this innovation, healthcare partnerships and talent, which is one part. And second part is this clinical trial investment, which we are doing. So we don't have a factory here, but what we believe is that our investment in some of these things can take us to understand the local unmet need and invest in those places.
Would you then have a production unit here in Malaysia eventually?
No, I think what was important that we have consolidated the whole factories across in a specific global supply chain. What we want to do is in the countries like Malaysia, we want to ensure that we understand the unmet need much better and invest in innovation, in the earlier part of patient journey.
Of course, very much.
Thank you very much for coming over. I'd like to have you more again for this show. But that was our conversation with Dr. Sanjeev Panchal, the country president of AstraZeneca Malaysia. If you've missed any part of this interview, just head on to Astro Awani, look for Notepad, look for Health Matters, or look for AZ AstraZeneca. Till then, thanks very much for watching. Catch you in the next one.